It's the Rest Par Morning Show, and it's time for the People Poll. Call us now, 877-PAR-SHOW.
This is a good one.
It's kind of good. You know, I talked about earlier that Khloe and the Game, it's rumored that they're dating.
Right.
The issue is Kim Kardashian, Khloe's sister, supposedly dated the Game earlier, like what, seven, eight?
Some point
in their lives.
Right.
They are sisters.
Right.
Brittany was like, so? I don't know. Is it ever acceptable to date somebody that your family member or one of your really close friends dated?
Can you date a sibling?
Dated,
can you
talk to, hung out
dating,
with?
Dating, or is, are there any exceptions? If there are, we want to know what they are.
Or is that just totally off limits?
It's just totally off limits. I think it's off limits, but according to Brittany, I mean, shoot.
Let's talk about it.
If I'm your sister, I'm watching you. Hey, let's know what you think. 877-PAR-SHOW. This portion of the show is brought to you by Kevin Hart. Let me explain. It's on Blu-ray and DVD October 15th, and we have your chance to win. Coming up, we're going to let you know when to text in. Be one of the first 25 texters and get a DVD free out on October 15th. People Poll next.
Money, baby.
He had a dark past.
Miles Montego is the biggest drug trafficker in all of Northern California. This is exactly why we want to nail this guy.
But he found love where he'd least expect it.
God don't want somebody like me in his church, okay?
God doesn't care about what you've done in your past. He just wants you to come as you are.
From executive producer Israel Houghton and Gary Molina, starring Jeff Jarrell Atkins and Adrian Bylone, I'm in Love with a Church Girl. In theaters October 18. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Shirlette took better care of others than she did of herself until she started to feel it.
I just felt sluggish and tired all the time.
She started a walking group and volunteered at a local wellness fair.
Then I had so much energy.
Others joined her walks to talk about life and ways to get active and eat better.
It took me 40 years to start knowing that I matter too, because there's no way I can help other people if I don't keep myself in good health.
Visit cdc.gov/deserve for more information. Brought to you by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
It's the Rest Par Morning Show, 11 minutes before the hour. You guys are idiots. So listen, we want to know, is it okay to date somebody that a family member dated before? Is it ever okay? Is there a time limit, like say after 10 years? Or is there like, okay, well, did they get it on? Were they engaged?
Depends.
Were they seriously dating? What does the situation matter?
I want to know.
Or is it always unacceptable? I say it is always, first of all, I got three sisters.
That's unacceptable.
Never, unacceptable. Ever in a million years, and also none of my friends. Doesn't
I
happen.
Going with y'all. Let's
doesn't
go with the people.
Here. Okay.
The people,
I know you don't want to go with me.
1-877 Pod Show. What do you think? Let us know.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Yes, this is Aisha. I don't think it's okay at all. Back in the day, the guy that I lost my virginity to, like 5 years later, we didn't know. My best friend, I call her my sister. And she was telling me about this guy. She was having relations with, and then when we found out it was him, he was saying stuff like, "Oh, I hit you and your sister."
That's disgusting.
Oh, no.
He's a jerk. What a jerk. What a jerk.
I hope she got rid of him.
And you should have been like, "Yeah, we both thought you were small."
Oh.
The Rest Par Morning Show, hello.
Hello.
Hi, what do you think?
I think that is the most trifling thing ever. And under any circumstances, should you date anyone, your friend, your family member dated, I don't care if it's 20 years down the line,
agree.
Too many men.
Hashtag
well,
agree.
Now, well, see, now, hold on. Now, this is my point right here.
What?
Let's say if you were 13 or something, that's not really dating anybody. Y'all just playing around.
Dip 13.
You done passed a letter. You date me, yes or no, circle it.
But somebody
now,
will.
Hold on,
it.
Albert.
Yeah.
Let me
no,
make
that's
my
the
point.
Exceptions
let me,
I'm
let me
thinking
make
of.
My point.
Okay.
And then later down the road at 23, 24, 25, you know, your sister start dating this young man. Now, that's serious.
Soup.
What you had wasn't real.
At 13, obviously, we're not talking about...
He could be the chosen one, and she could be blocking her blessings right now.
That's an exception. Obviously, in the eighth grade, it doesn't count if you liked little Johnny.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Not trying to be rude says that is funky. Too many people in this world for that. Just because you're attracted doesn't mean you should pursue. Agree. There's a million other people in the world. You got to date somebody I dated.
I'm
damn, get
saying,
your own man.
No one went after that person. It happened that
way. Let's see
way.
What you have to think. 877 Par Show. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. What do you think?
I think it is so unacceptable for a sister or a friend to date somebody I've dated. I mean, it's just whether you know it or not. It's just unacceptable. I can't say that breaks the sister friend code, and that's something you just can't come back from.
Even if it's a decade in between. Even if it's a decade in between.
It's the sister doesn't matter. If that's my sister, and I'll tell my sister everything. If she know I dated this dude, then why would you even go there?
That is dirty. Later, first off, it's dirty. Y'all basically kissing each other.
But you don't want him.
I mean, if they didn't take it to that level.
But if you don't want him, why are you blocking her happiness?
It's not about me. It doesn't matter. I've told you things about him. I told you about stuff we did in bed.
I want somebody
to call. You didn't get in bed with them.
Hey, hold up. And people get into their feelings because they will have the conversation. Be like, are you all right with it? And they'll be like, yeah.
Yeah,
but
it's fine. I don't like
it. But they're not really all right with it.
If you're in that situation, call us right now.
Rest Bar Morning Show. Hello. you just want to get in some dirt. Hello. 877 PAR Show. Call us. Try another line, Albert. Rest Bar Morning Show. Hello.
Turn your radio
Somebody's
down.
Out there in that situation
Rockin'
right now.
Rockin' Rob says if they didn't get in the skins, it's free game. Hashtag guy code. Is that guy code?
I wouldn't have spoken like that, Rob, but I get what he's saying.
Oh, so if you just
if
went out with her.
If it didn't get to a certain level, then it could be an exception.
It was puppy love. It wasn't for real.
All right, let's see what you think. Rest Bar Morning Show. Hello. Hello.
Yes, this is Ashley from that town.
What
and
you think?
I think it's very unacceptable. I think it's trifling. I think that it's, even if it's 10 years down the line and you've had the friend for those whole 10 years and you had this boyfriend for that whole 10 years, and then later on down the line, she's with him. The whole time you were with this man, she was thinking about
you. Already
man.
Know. No, you no, already no. know. When you were like, oh, my gosh, you're not going to believe what we did last
night. Speaking in terms of y'all breaking
she's
up.
She's thinking of him.
But that means then he didn't really know you that well, not to know any of your friends.
She didn't say he didn't know him. She said.
No, I'm just saying in general. Because if you know somebody for 10 years, you don't know their siblings or any of their friends.
I'm just saying it didn't work. Move
Doesn't
on.
Matter.
If it didn't work.
Well,
she may be my chosen one because it didn't work with you.
I'm not even.
I gotta block that blessing.
I'm not even going out with somebody you went out with once and didn't like. Rest Bar Morning Show. Hello. Hello. Turn your radio down. Oh, all right. Try another call. Rest Bar Morning Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to answer the question on the Rest Bar Show.
Okay.
I don't think that you should date somebody that your sister dated because that's nasty, or
Thank
your
you.
Friend. Just don't know if they have AIDS or anything.
That's true. No, you know what? Yankatooth agrees with you. She writes, hashtag yuck. That's like indirect incest. Hashtag 360 degrees of separate. It is. It is. Superwoman 513 says, first off, everybody dated Kim K, so they shouldn't wait for the next generation to get legal.
You know what? You know what?
But what if you didn't know?
Fellas wouldn't look at it that way. Fellas,
I disagree.
Listen, I went out with her. It didn't work out.
Right, right.
I wish her the best, but I'm not getting ready to tell her who she can now date. If my man seems to be a perfect fit for her, listen, I wish y'all the best.
But if your homie smashed, would you still?
What if it was, interesting?
Not if
it was your
smashed.
Baby mama?
All right.
What if it was your baby mama? Then you would feel different.
Baby mama is different.
Let's take another call. I want everybody happy.
Rest Bar Morning Show, hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My comment is, at the end of the day, it is not normal for you to date a friend of a friend or your sisters or brothers, but pertaining to the Kardashians, they have no scruples or morals anyway, so
True.
It's not shocking.
True. I agree with that.
I agree with you.
What if
man.
You already started dating them and then your friend was like, oh yeah, back in the day?
Yeah, stuff
Would you break
happens,
up?
Man.
I mean, if I didn't know, there's nothing I can do about it if I'm in love with them at that point, but if it's my best friend, I'm going to know who she dated.
Let's keep it going on Twitter at Russ Paul Show.